It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 5. We're reading verses 39 through 47. And yes, we've read them several times. I hope that you've enjoyed them as much as I have as we go through this study. While you're opening your Bibles to John chapter 5, verse 39, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. The address to write, if you'd like to write to us, would be 18th and Church Street, of course, but the box number is box 43, and the zip code is 62341. So I hope that you enjoy the study. I hope that you know the Lord Jesus. If not, that you come very, very quickly to Him. Please do not miss the opportunity. We've been talking about how that the Scripture speaks of Jesus. And so now we'll begin John chapter 5. Verse 39, once again, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? But do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Oh, the precious word, to read the precious word. Please that you will go to the Lord in prayer with me now as we prepare our hearts to study his word. Father, I thank you for the time we have together to study your word. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I ask that you will open each one of our eyes, our ears, and our hearts unto your will and way. We do that by coming to your living word. We're doing that today. We're staying right with your word, Lord. We don't study somebody else's book. We study your book, and we look at verses of Scripture up and just enjoy them, Lord. Please that you will help us today now as we look to this word, that you will guide and lead us. It'll be your will and your way. And I just ask and thank you and praise you and give you the glory for all that you have shown us and will show us today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's just a joy to go through these precious words once again. And we know concerning searching the Scriptures, we know that in them that you may have life, eternal life, if you'll come and see the Lord Jesus in them. And it clearly proclaims the Lord Jesus. Yet verse 40 tells us in such a sad statement, "You will not come to me that you might have life." And that may be a lot of you folks out there that you, for some reason, have decided to stand on some church doctrine or some teaching that that someone has told you, and you says, "Larry, I just, you know, I've listened to you for maybe many weeks or many years now, and yet you still do not realize or recognize that it's necessary to come by faith, look to your heart, feel the convicting power of the Holy Spirit upon your heart. Jesus is knocking on that heart's door. He wants to come in. He wants to take your sin away. But first of all, you need to realize that you're lost. You need to realize the condition you're in. You need to realize that you're a sinner and you're going to die and you're going to go to hell if you don't come and trust in the Lord Jesus. What's it going to take to do that? I can't pressure you into it. The Holy Spirit must do the drawing, and you must do the receiving. So please come to Jesus today. By faith, trust in Him and be saved. I ask you, I beg you today to come. Please that you will come. Please that you won't be like these folks, and you will not come to me that you might have life, because without Jesus you have no life. You're dead in your trespasses and sin, and that's the only hope you got. Maybe you think that's all there is. There's nothing more to come but this life. Oh, yes, there is. You're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. It's a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels, but you will be there if you reject the free gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus. You know, Jesus says something here that we really haven't spent much time with. I was going right to verse 43, but in studying that, I'm going to stop just a minute. And we're going to look at verse 41. I receive not honor from men. That's the problem today. We would much rather please man than we would to please God. In order to please God, we need to believe His Word, study His Word, stay in His Word, and not veer from His Word. We must stay with the truth. But that's not popular with man today. People today all the time are leaving the Bible-preaching churches, the churches that are standing upon the truth, and they're moving towards what is more comfortable to them or maybe to someone that they know. Many times a wife will pull the husband away from a good church, or the husband the wife away, or the children will pull the parents away, or the parents will pull the children away, or a friend will convince someone else, another friend, to go with them to church, and they'll leave a place that teaches and preaches the Word, and they'll go to a place where they're entertained. Oh yes, the Word's proclaimed, the Word's read, but that's about it. They're entertained. They're entertained by music. They're entertained by activities. They go to all kinds of youth activities and grown-up activities and all those things, and they're nothing more than entertained. That's all it is. They're entertained. We are not to be entertained. We are to be searched by the Holy Spirit. Our heart is to be convicted, and we are to grow closer and closer to the Lord Jesus. We are to come to worship. We are to come and to fellowship. And we should do that more than just on one day a week. And I'm not just talking about, again, Sunday night and then Wednesday night. I'm talking about every day of the week you should be in fellowship with the Lord and in worship with the Lord. But today what we call worship and what we call fellowship as we go to our churches on Sunday to hear the Word of God proclaimed and to sing praises, it is not that at all. We seek the honor of men. And we've tolerated the honor of men. And we want the honor of somebody else, and we don't care about God. Oh, that's so sad, my friend, that you don't care what God thinks. You don't care what God says. Oh, I feel better. I like it there. And so that's where you're at. Maybe they're teaching scripture that's contrary to the Word. Maybe they're telling you, as we talked last time we were together, concerning that baptism saves. Maybe they're talking to you concerning that you can lose your salvation. Maybe that's what they teach. That's contrary to the Word of God. You will not, once you come by faith to Jesus, you will not lose your salvation. Many times people teach that in order to be filled with the Spirit, why, you must speak in tongues, and it's such an exciting thing to do that. And again, I repeat, it brings confusion. It does not bring holiness. It does not bring righteousness. It brings confusion. And the sad thing is that those that do it and those that are involved in it are so deceived that they can't see it. That's what happens. That's the reason, my friend, we've got to stay with the truth and don't let anybody go and don't let anybody be tricked and deceived. Stay with the Word of God. Stay with the truth and stay in the church that preaches the truth. And you don't need that extra junk. You don't need that music. You don't need those things. You need to come into the house of God and hear the Word of God, enjoy the Word of God, and know that it's the truth because your nose is in it, not because somebody's just telling you that. Don't read those other books. You want the honor of men, then you begin to read other books. You can read books about the Bible. But you need to read the Bible. Read the Word of God. So many folks have left because they have not sought the honor of God. I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you, verse 42 tells these people. And that's just what's happened today. On any given Sunday morning, majority of the people do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. They speak of him, they talk of him, but they are there to receive honor of one another and not the honor of God, because they have left the truth. They have left the truth. And there's so many truths that people say, well, I don't, and I've heard this many times, I don't believe that, but I do love that church. You can't have both. If they're teaching scripture that's contrary to the word of God, then you shouldn't like it. And if you do like it, then you like the honor of men more than the honor of God. Because there is no honor of God if you're present in that church and if you're listening to that teaching. I am come in my Father's name, verse 43 says, John chapter 5, verse 43. I am come in my Father's name that ye receive, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? Why do you listen to so many folks? And you refuse to listen to God. God is the one that has the opportunity for salvation for you, for life for you. And He is the one that can give you real life. Not only eternally, but also today, that you may enjoy it and walk with the Lord Jesus. I said last time we were together, we were going to go back into Thessalonians. We're going back into Thessalonians, referring to verse 43, John chapter 5, verse 43. I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Jesus has come clearly. We have talked about for weeks those that are His testimony. He is His own testimony by the miracles He's performed. John the Baptist testified of Him and said when he was baptized very clearly that this is, that we heard the voice from the heavens. This is my beloved Son. Again, the miracles that was performed. And we have the Word of God. There is so many things that testify that this is God. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus is the Savior of the world. But you do not believe me. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. But if another comes, him you'll believe. Now let's look to 2 Thessalonians. Again, please open your Bibles. Have your Bibles open. 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. We're going to read several verses in this section of Scripture. Because here's what's taking place today. There is such a great movement away from the truth. Many people that were raised in the truth, proclaimed the truth, have been so deceived, and it's been such a slight movement that most do not even realize it. And now we're beginning to teach a second generation, and they're going to be a little further away, and the next generation, they're going to be a long ways away. And so please listen to this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by the letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come, except there coming a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. We have a couple of things here that we're going to look up. And we have a word in verse 11, the word delusion. And as the time comes closer that we end the church age and the church is raptured, all believers in the Lord Jesus, sitting wherever they may be, every believer, everyone that has come by faith to the Lord Jesus will be taken out and will begin a 7-year tribulation. And during that 7 years is when the true color of the devil and of Satan and of his leaders, the one he brings up, will come into light. But as that time comes closer, as that time comes to us now, we find that that people are deceived, and there is becoming today this delusion. Now, going back into the Greek to look up the word delusion, it means a straying, to deceive, to mislead. It means being seduced, roaming here and there. It gives it's a mental straying, a wrong opinion. That's what's going to come as the time comes to an end, as we come so close to this tribulation period, which I believe it's very, very close. People will be so deceived, astraying. There will be many misleaders. There'll be a roaming from here to there. And oh, don't we see that today? They will be in error. But you don't even realize it. You don't even realize it. As people come and hear the Word of God and hear the truth, they go on to satisfy the flesh and satisfy the heart. They are drawn away. They are straying. They are deceived. They are being misled. And we are told here in this scripture verse, in verse 11, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." Now, let's look up at verse 10, because verse 10 we have a word that's similar to that. We have, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." You see, they had an opportunity, but they didn't receive it. Don't be misled by these false teachers that teach that only certain folks will have an opportunity to be saved. That's false. That's a lie. That's another one of these false teachings. That's part of the delusion, which is also this Christian rock music and these Christian psychologists and Christian psychologists. All this is built into the delusion, a delusion that's building power and strength as we live, as every breath we take, as every day passes by. More and more people are deceived and tricked. I know folks that I've known for years, and I never, ever once thought that they would be taken in by the folks at Promise Keepers. And yet they were. I never thought they would be taken in to listen and think it would be good to listen to this Christian rock. I never thought they would ever be taken in, that they would begin to listen to these Christian psychologists and psychiatrists. But it's the delusion, my friend. It's the deceivableness, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, in looking up the deceivableness in the 10th verse, we find that that signifies all manner of unscrupulous words and deeds designed to deceive. That's what it teaches. That's what we have today. And it's all clouded. It's all brought into light, so to speak, in the name of God, in the name of religion. But because we have been so lax and so lazy in searching the Scripture, we are beginning to believe lie after lie after lie. And this delusion will become stronger. Sent them a strong delusion. And that's what it's going to be in the end. But now it's unbelievable what we have today and how we're being deceived today. And we're being deceived so slightly many times because it's just in the wording. One may just change the words a little bit. And most folks never catch it, nor think it's important. You change the word of God, that's serious. We need to be taught by the word of God. There's going to be a falling away, and there's definitely a falling away. But today, churches that used to preach the truth no longer do. Seminaries that used to put out good preachers no longer put out good preachers because they're not taught the truth. The professors and the doctors that are teaching them are teaching them a lie so that they too can go out and teach more lies, that folks will be deceived. Oh, my friend, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, many of those folks, that's not... Today, that's not a real ungodly type of living. They still have the nice suit on and they look good and they go to church. But they have left the truth. They are not listening to the gospel of the Lord Jesus. They're not being saved and no one's being converted today. According to John chapter 3, ye must be born again. And that command, that words has never changed. Has never changed. And yet we're so deceived. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth. That's what's going to happen to you if you continue to walk away and stay away from the Scripture. And you begin and continue to listen to man. It signifies all manner of unscrupulous, I have trouble saying that word, words and deeds designed to deceive. Designed to deceive. Let's go one step further here. Let's go back to Revelation. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 and 15. Oh, today it's so sad, all the things that people have for their religion and all the things they do in the name of Christ. Lodge members today, that's their God. Please be careful. Don't be deceived. Don't be tricked by these activities and these things. Let's get back to the house of God. Let's get back to the Word of God and let's quit all that nonsense. Let's do it. Let's do it and let's rejoice in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come to Jesus and be saved, and then come and begin to serve and walk after Him. Revelation 13, verses 13 through 15. Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. We're not talking about God here. We're talking about the power of the devil. And that deceiveth, verse 14, Revelation 13, 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. That devil today has tremendous powers. And that's the reason you can go to these services and this person appears to be healed. It's false. It's fake. But the devil has strong power. Why do you think that people speak in tongues? It's not to glorify God. It's to glorify themselves. And my dear friend, when you do that, it's done by the power of the devil. I'm not saying this to make you mad. I'm saying this to wake you up and realize that you've missed God. You've been deceived. I just got to ask God to forgive you and come back into fellowship with Him. That's what I'm asking you to do. Say, God, please show me the truth and get me away from these things that aren't of you. I've been tricked. I've been deceived. Because it happens often. And it will happen often when we begin to believe man and not believe God. And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound of a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, which the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Look at the power he has. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark and the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. The number is 666. 666. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood in the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead. My friend, there's going to be witnesses during this tribulation period that's going to call out the nation of Israel for one last time that they can be saved, because that's when this is going to all take place. But I want you to see the power of the devil. I want you to see that when you claim, and so often when you see something, and see, he doesn't mind. You think of the devil, everything being evil. No, he needs to deceive you. And so he will put on a coat and a look of light, a look of good, and he will perform things that appear to be good so that they can deceive you and pull you away from the truth. Now, I ask you that ye not follow after another. And that another can be a man. I want you to follow after God and God only. And the only way you're going to do that is, my friend, if you'll search the Scriptures. And get these thoughts away that man has taught you. And begin to seek after the truth, the Word of God. But I know that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. So many folks have been deceived even this very day. And verse 44 says, how can ye believe which receive honor of one of another? And that's what we do in so many of our church services. We do these things, and we're receiving honor of ourselves, glorifying others, but we're not seeking the honor of God. We're not looking to the honor of Him. We're looking to the honor of man. What's God say in His Word, what the Lord Jesus says? I receive not honor from man. And we shouldn't worry about so much of it either. We should definitely and clearly call upon the Lord Jesus for our Savior and serve Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?